This is Passport to Texas. The Texas legislature approved $90 million for state parks during its 2015 session. Critical park repairs are just the beginning of how the money will be spent.
One of the things that people will see in the coming years is the development of several new parks.
Kevin Good is special assistant to the director of state parks.
First in line of those is Palo Pinto Mountains State Park, located halfway between Fort Worth and Abilene, right off of I-20. We are doing the planning and design right now, and we will be approaching the legislature about funding for construction of that site in the next session.
Good says if all goes as planned, Palo Pinto State Park will begin receiving visitors in as few as 5 years from now.
After that, there are other park sites. The Bessie-Kronkowski State Natural Area near San Antonio will be another site that will come online largely due to this increased funding.
Another park under development is Powderhorn Ranch. It's near Matagorda Bay along the Gulf Coast. Part of its more than 17,000 acres will eventually become a state park, while the rest will serve as a wildlife management area. For details on park improvements, visit the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.